Well, a little glimmer of hope on the economic front this morning. The job numbers, as you just heard, generated a net gain in jobs for the first time in 5 months, and businesses stepped up their seemingly painfully slow pace of hiring. Joining us now to decipher the numbers, Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, I guess when everyone gets excited about this kind of jobs report, it probably shows where we've been. But comparatively, this is a great jobs report.
Oh, absolutely. If you take a look at what we've seen in the last couple of months, we basically saw overall a hiring increase for the first time since May. And the private sector, which had been sort of weakening a little bit in the last couple of months, added 159,000 jobs for the month. There was some shedding at state and local governments, and we saw that's continuing sort of a theme from last month. And we did see the labor force decline, labor force participation decline, and employment ratios decline, which is partly why the unemployment rate didn't show more improvement. So it's at 9.6%. That's, I think, the third or fourth month straight now. What's interesting, I will just point out about this report, is despite all of the good news in it, you know, good signs for the fourth quarter, good signs for hiring and for income, the unemployment rate is only about half a percentage point lower than it was at its peak a year ago, 10.1%. Now, by comparison, take 1982, when the unemployment rate actually peaked at 10.8%. A year later, it was down at 8.3%, and that just goes to tell you what a different kind of recovery we have now.
That's a great stat.
Yeah. I mean, do our economists now trying to figure out why the recession is so slow in recovering?
Well, it's more that there are two views on what's happening right now. The one is that, you know, we have an economy that's improving. We had a sharp recession. We're going to have a better recovery. We have some structural unemployment, and the Fed doesn't need to be so aggressive. The other view has been that, you know, the economy is quite weak, that we're not going to get that strong of a recovery. And so basically what's happening is you have these data adding up month on month and kind of making the case for those who cite sort of deleveraging, people paying down debt, and the different nature of this recovery after a financial crisis as really being what we're seeing right now. And it's partly why people may look at this and say, okay, we just got a great jobs report. Why is the Fed being so aggressive? Why did they announce another $600 billion effectively of stimulus, you know, this week? And it's partly because of what I was saying earlier about the unemployment rate. You know, we're seeing some good trends, but we do have a quite different recovery and a much slower one than what we've seen in the past.
So far this year, also in this report, is the number that the private sector has added more than a million jobs in 2010, and what makes that bad is that we lost more than 8 million in the 2 years that preceded it.
Oh, yeah, this is a drop in the bucket. And again, go back to 1983. You had a month in 1983 in September where you added a million jobs in just a month. So again, it's a very encouraging milestone, you know, and it should help sort of kick in some cylinders here and maybe continue this pace heading into next year. And you could see a bit of an upside for growth, especially with the sort of the Fed adding to that right now. But again, it's you know, it's not exactly the kind of recovery we used to see, which isn't, again, I don't want to take away from this. This is a strong report, but that's partly why, you know, you may not see a bigger reaction from the stock market today.
Well, with the dollar tanking, though, and this is part of the Fed's program, where are we likely to see if this trend continues and unemployment is picked up by, oh, here's the president, appears to be arriving to react to the jobs number? Kelly, hold on there. We're going to hear what the president has to say. We're not able to get that feedback. Anyway, the president is speaking now. He's got a smile on his face, I can tell you that much. But where would we see lower exports prices, higher export sales because of lower dollar rates affecting employment in the subsequent months based on this Fed quantitative easing program?
Well, you raise actually a very interesting point, and this is the point of there's a lot of contention about this. And basically, people close to the Federal Reserve will say, yes, we see people sending their money into overseas markets and into commodities and bidding up those prices. Are we worried about that? Not necessarily, because ultimately we can import inflation or they'll have demand for our exports and that'll help growth. But as we've seen in the past decade or so, the manufacturing sector maybe is just as large in terms of production as it was a decade ago, but employs a lot fewer people. So it's a lot more capital intensive, not quite a labor intensive industry as something like construction or transportation, where you need a lot of people to move things around and build things. Those are much more sensitive to the domestic economy. So if you have a situation where you have strong exports, sure, that'll help. Sure, that'll help activity. It may not on net add quite as many jobs as if you have something like construction doing well. And we know we just came off a period where construction was arguably in a bubble. So it's unlikely we'll see that bounce back strongly anytime soon.
But this appears to be, I mean, that's part of one of the reasons why it's a little slower than it was in the 1980s, because we're also seeing the work week get longer. We're also seeing jobs, the productivity go higher to where they're just streamlining and don't need as many workers. So could that be also pushing this slow addition of jobs?
Sure. One of the things I point out in my column today is called the ahead of the tape column. And basically, we had productivity figures yesterday for the third quarter, and they showed that U.S. workers per hour are producing less than they did back at the beginning of the year. So initially coming out of the recession, you had this huge surge. Companies put the squeeze on. They knew they weren't getting a ton of revenue, so they were just going to try to pare down costs and push their existing workforce as much as they could. Productivity is running at its strongest year-on-year pace in almost five decades. That has slowed quite considerably now, and I pointed out that that may be now what lends to some more job creation. And in fact, that may be why we're seeing improvement, not just in today's report, but in some other labor market data in the last couple of weeks as well.
And is that kind of a tipping point now?
That's the hope. That's the hope. And I think it remains to be seen. It certainly should help. You know, longer term, you need productivity growth in an economy so that you can continue to grow and expand and improve your standard of living. So we don't want this necessarily to continue so much. But right now, if it helps that handoff, if it helps the labor market sort of lift off, then, I think people would be okay with it.
Is some of this job growth temporary? It looks like a lot of it was retailers putting on extra people for the holidays.
Yeah, and this is an important point. A lot of people are focused on this temporary figure saying, you know, it's great retailers are hiring, but we really want to see permanent jobs. And, you know, the share of people working part-time but who would prefer full-time work is helping keep the higher unemployment rate, that U6 rate, and people talk about it, about 17%. So, you know, this is still a concern, and it's one reason why we're keeping an eye later this month on the potential extension or not of unemployment benefits through next year, because we're already seeing incomes come under a little pressure as people exhaust those. If they're not getting full-time positions, if they're only getting some temporary work, that's not really a long-term solution.
And that's the other big story to look at on the horizon.
Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal reporter, talking about the jobs report for October. Nice numbers coming out of the jobs report. 151 jobs added, a net gain of jobs.
151,000.
What did I say?
151.
Oh, that's a big difference.
That would be really depressing.
That would be very depressing. But it's 151,000. That's the largest increase in 5 months.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.